Log Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. We'll be delivering God's word. So I pray that you get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready so that you can follow along with this awesome young man of God as he gets ready to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. We always go to God in prayer first, and we're going to do the same thing on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please keep in mind and as we go to God's throne of grace and mercy in prayer on behalf of all of those that have lost loved ones over in Turkey and Syria due to the massive earthquake. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer. All those lives that was lost in Turkey and in Syria, we want to keep those families lifted up in prayer. We want to keep in prayer all of those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We lift up Brother Rob Mitchell III, his son Robert, who had to be rushed to the hospital on last night. And I think he was having a problem with his kidneys, and they tried to do an MRI on him. And they made a mistake, and now they have to do emergency dialysis on him. So we want to continue to keep that family, the Mitchell family, in prayer. We continue to lift up Sister Marianne King, my first cousin, and Marianne King in Greensboro, North Carolina. Also, Essie Titt, we want to continue to lift her up in prayer as well. And all those that are sick and afflicted, Pastor Ron Todd, the pastor of the historic St. James Baptist Church. We want to continue to lift up Minister Dan Alford and his wife, also Deacon Marvin Cox and his wife, Betty Cox. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer. And all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, we may not know who they are, but thank God we serve a God that he knows who they are and he knows where they are. We want to continue to lift up the Hewley family. We had the homegoing service of our elders member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church on this morning. She was 90, God bless her, she 98 years. So we had a beautiful homegoing service for her today at the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. So we're going to keep that family in prayer as well. We want to continue to pray for all those that are incarcerated behind prison bars. We want to pray for our world, our nation, and we just thank God that he's still in control no matter what it looks like. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we, your children, are coming together once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're worthy to be praised, and there is none like you in all the earth. We love you, and we just bless your name in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, we thank you that we don't have to send you anywhere because we know that you're already there in each situation. Touch, heal, and strengthen all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies in the name of Jesus. Comfort and strengthen all those that have bereaved on tonight. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence, even during the hour of bereavement. And Heavenly Father, you know the names that we just called off on our prayer list on tonight. We thank you that you are in their situations, working it out for them, even right now, that you will get the glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and your mercy on tonight. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land that are being faithful doers of your word. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. I continue to lift up my sister, Danetta Bernie, who's having issues with her sinuses real bad. We continue to lift her up in prayer that you would continue to move on and strengthen her body in the name of Jesus. And also my niece, Latrice Curtis, who had serious surgery on almost 2 weeks ago, but she's healing and she's coming along very well. And we just give you the glory, honor, and praise for that as well, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you would have your way on tonight through your man of God, through Pastor Norman King, as you use him. As he decreased, help him to decrease so that you may increase in him, and not only him, but every saved believer that's being faithful doers of your word. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in each one of us, that you will get the glory. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight we have another scripture food for thought, and it comes to us saying, be careful when throwing rocks at a child of God. Somebody needs to hear that on tonight. I'm going to say it again. The spiritual food for thought for tonight is, be careful when throwing rocks at a child of God. I want to say to you all on tonight, I thank God for this worldwide ministry platform, and I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note that I do not own the copyright to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. And once again, we thank God that it is now being heard through prisons all over the United States. So I do get some feedback from some of the different prisoners that are receiving and hearing this word and other ministries that I share with the prisoners across the United States. So we just give God the glory, honor, and praise for opening those doors as well. So I'm not going to do an opening song for tonight because Pastor Norman King, he's getting ready to bring forth God's word. And again, I hope you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so you can follow along. But he's going to share with us before he brings God's word. He has a song that he's going to share with us, and he's going to minister to us, those that have dialed in on tonight. And I pray that you be blessed by the song as well as you will hear and receive this word from Pastor Norman King that God has blessed him to deliver to us on tonight. Pastor, hold on just 1 second. So, Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord. So humbly grateful I am for another opportunity. I am very privileged by the grace of God to be able to be here. Amen. And yes, I got my mind. Amen. And all the activities of my limbs because of God. I owe him everything. Lord. Amen. And I thank him for it. You know, a peace of God that surpasses all understanding, as long as our mind is stayed on him, is available to all of us. Amen. Without further ado, I want to just pray in the name of Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for another opportunity. And you have privileged me to be your friend tonight, that they would not hear me, but hear your Holy Spirit within me. As I decrease and that you increase, and that they will hear your voice, minister to them in the necessary areas in which need to be ministers on this night. We know the prayers of the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And I want to thank you for your word. Thank you for the hearers that's here tonight listening, and those who are not on the active range to hear directly, that they be able to hear from the ones that's listening. They may go and share the good news to them about what thus said the Lord. We ask these prayers, blessings upon each one of you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, amen. I want to start with a song. Song tonight is actually from a local guy from Detroit. I like a lot of his music that he, you know, in a way, it's Dietrich Heading. And it's a song that's called Real God, Whole World by Dietrich Heading. Real God, Whole World. Listen to the lyrics. Amen, amen, and amen. I listened to that song the other day, and it hit me. It hit me because it's the truth. It's the truth. You know, God has been not just now, I have been for a long time, but I go out there and say, for the most part, more so now, he's blamed for so many things. But that's why it's so important, we the believer. You know, I think about Hebrews 10:25, where it says, forsake not the assembly yourselves together like some. Amen. And, you know, the pandemic hit, and the church got so comfortable and being separated. Come on. Amen. And I'm just saying, you better recognize what's going on, y'all. Amen. We talking about the days now are being compared to the days like Noah. Amen. I'm going to get more into that in the message, but I just want to say this, amen, that God's been blamed for a whole lot. You know, this is a cold world we live in. You know, it's cold meaning evil. How about that? Amen. It's an evil world. Amen. And see, it's a reason why it's that way. Amen. But anyway, I'm going to get into the scripture so you can see something in the Word of God that backs up what I'm saying thus far. Amen. So tonight we're going to be looking at in the book of Genesis. Amen. In the 6th chapter. And I'm going to read verses 1, 2, and 3. And then I'm going to read 5, 6, 7, and 8. The fourth verse, I'll skip that, but I might as well go ahead and read it, amen. King James says, chapter 6, verse 1, it says, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. I told my members, I said, read chapter 4, 5, and 6 to understand what 6 is talking about. So I'm going to give you a charge tonight. The same thing. Go back and read chapter 4, 5, and 6 so you can understand what 6 is talking about. Verse 2, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they looked them, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Then there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was what? Only evil continually. Verse 6, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Verse 7, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. But look at verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now, it wouldn't do me no justice if I don't give you a reading in the New Testament that speaks about these days, which I just read to you all. And these days in the New Testament actually was said by Jesus Christ. Amen. So I'm going to go over to Matthew. Amen. I'm going to take Matthew scripture, chapter 24, and I'm going to read 37 through 39. Matthew 24. Verses 37 through 39. It says, but as the days, and that's my topic, y'all, tonight, like the days of Noah, like the days of Noah. Verse 37 says, and this is spoken by Jesus, but as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Come on, y'all. For as in the days before the flood, come on, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And see, the very same thing is happening, what? Right now. Amen. People are eating, they drinking, they marrying, they giving in marriage. Amen. And it says until the day that Noah entered the ark, verse 39, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. What Jesus saying, y'all? Now, this happened after the flood right here, but he was talking about back in the flood. And then what he was saying is right now. Amen. The time we in right now. The very same thing that was going on then is going on now. You can't tell nobody nothing. Look, as my daddy would say this way, you can't tell anybody nothing. Why? Because they know everything to know nothing, huh? Come on, huh? Mm-hmm. So now, as I want to sit here tonight, and I just want to break the ice on some things, amen, that the days we are in, you got to call it like it is. Now, this word right here, what I'm saying right now, is directed to the people of God. Amen. We got to tell it like a T-H-I is. You hear me? Amen. We got to tell it like a T-H-I is. Amen. So now as we look in this civilization back in Genesis 6, amen, there was the godly, okay, who ignored God. Amen. And what's happened today? We got the godly that's doing what today? Ignoring God. Amen. They become worldly and immoral. They did then, and the same thing is happening now. The people of God are ignoring God, and they're becoming worldly, amen, becoming immoral, amen. So as the human race back then multiplied, it stayed what multiplied right now, amen. So in other words, the godly, what do? They fade their minds on sex. Mm-hmm. Then. And the same thing applies today. Amen. And now, I ain't going to spill it all the way out. You know, we see it every day. Amen. Look on TV. Look how, okay now. Listen. They co-mingle back then, and they co-mingle right now. Amen. You got these award shows that you got to save with the unsaved. Come on, y'all. Huh? Yeah, we got the same folk looking like they are the world, showing everything. Come on, huh? Come on now. Now, I'm trying to tell you something, y'all. Recognize this thing now. Jesus said that over there in that 37th verse, but as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For in the days of Noah, for as in the days before the flood, they were doing what? Eating, drinking, and marrying, and giving the marriage, etc. And all the things were happening then is happening right now. Amen. So God became disturbed. God become disturbed. Amen. God is disturbed right now. And God warned them then, and God is warning us right now. It's like he said in verse 3, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. So God gave them a timeline. Okay, I'm going to give you 120 years to get it right now. Come on. So God will withdraw his spirit. So God's grace was limited, and judgment was coming. The same way right now. Judgment is coming. Yeah, I know folks don't want to hear messages like that. Amen. But somebody needs to say it. Somebody tell somebody about that. Amen. You better know. Amen. My daddy had a saying back then, said, if you don't make them cry now, they have you crying later. Come on now. You better tell the truth for shame of the devil. Amen. See, man back then became lawless as well as immoral in developing the first society upon earth. Amen. That's why the word was spoken like that back then. And the same thing happened today. What God saw man's wickedness then. That ties in with Genesis 6 and 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now, God spoke that back then, and that same word applied to what? Right now, God saw and God see man's wickedness. The wickedness was great then, and it's great right now. Come on, and it says every imagination and thought was evil then, and in the same way today, amen. We're talking about the godly now, because look here, there's two lines. Amen. There's the godly line and there's the world line. Amen. Two lines of people. Okay, the godly and the ungodly. Which one are you? Critique yourself. Just evaluate yourself. Which of the lines are capable to? It's a godly line, it's an ungodly line. Okay, believers are those who follow God. Come on. Okay. All right. Okay, James, I'm trying to, my mouth's getting dry. Speaking the word.
That's all right.
Like the days of Noah. Amen. So what's happening, y'all? There in verse 4, it was talking about some people who was demonized. Amen. It was some demonized men. Let me read verse 4. Okay, let me go back to 4. Verse 4 says, there were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same become mighty men which were of old men of renown. So these men that's talking about, they were demonized, whose sexual intimacy with women led to a demonized society. In the same way that it was a demonized society then, it's a demonized society today. Am I calling everybody that? No, I'm not. If the shoe fit, then you wear it. Come on, amen. But I'm trying to say something to the people of God. It's time for us to lift up. Let me say the way Jesus said it. Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. That's what Jesus said, our Lord said, right? So now these demonized men, they had given themselves over to the powers of the darkness. Come on now. I was trying to get somebody a warning tonight. And if that fits you, repent and turn from that way. Amen. Don't give yourself over. And if you have, tonight is your night to get it right with God. Amen. And yet these people here, yet their dark powers, James, were no match for the Creator God. No matter how big and bad they thought they were, and no matter how many people they overran, the influence, whatever, I want to tell you tonight that their power, the dark powers then and even now, is no match for our Creator.
No match. You right about it. No match.
No match. Amen. Now, God will only take so much evil, y'all. Come on. Come on now. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he gave him his grace. Listen, he gracing us time now like it did then. Then there was 120 years. It took 120 years to build an ark. God is sending out all these warnings to us today, y'all. He's saying, get right, get right, get right. Amen. We talking about a real God in an evil world, a world that's evil. Amen. So I'm saying tonight, get right. How can we get right? This is the way we can get right. Let me read to you a scripture. Okay, the scripture says in Romans 10, familiar scripture, verse 9, it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 10 says, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 11. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. So that's how you can make it right. Amen. Now back to this order of business tonight about like the days of Noah. Amen. God looked on the earth and saw. Amen. He looked, look at verse 5. Verse 5 says, and God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. Amen. So God looked on the earth and saw that every inclination of the human mind was nothing but evil all time. That's why we got so much stuff happening. Let me stay in particular to the United States of America. That's why so much is happening in America. Crime and killings and murdering and molestation, and the list goes on. It's increasing every day, every minute. That's why I'm giving somebody a message tonight that these days that we are now is just like the days of Noah. So it's already been prophesies, amen. And see, in verse 6 says, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. So God grieves over man. Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes. And not only did God grieve over man, he also condemned man. Amen. And the same thing is going to happen when this end of the time we're in right now. So in other words, this pain, God, amen, for all this to be going on then and in the same way now. Folks, you know what? I got a footnote. This is what it says. It says that folks are believing their own knowledge. This is a sad commentary. You look at the TV and the news and these intelligent people. I won't call it wisdom. They got knowledge now. They got knowledge according to Proverbs 14:12. Let me say it now. Proverbs 14:12 says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the way to that end is death. So these folk who are believing on their own knowledge is under the Proverbs 14:12. They got ways that can remind me of Tower of Babel. They can build and reach the heavens. Come on, y'all. They are so smart down there. They think they don't need God, amen. And they are, okay, y'all know where I'm coming from, amen. And see, this pain God then, and it's paining God right now, amen. Amen. And what's happening, it's going to move him to action. The same way it moved him to action then, it's the same way it's moving him to action today. So God's spirit will no longer shield man from this judgment, amen, like it did then. And the same thing will happen today. Look at verse 7. Verse 7 says, And the Lord said, I will destroy man. All right now. All right. All right. I will destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. So God judged and condemned man to be destroyed. Wiped off the face of the earth, both man and land animals. He said, not by water, but fire this time. Amen. Because it's coming. Whether you believe it or not, oh, it's coming. It's coming. Amen. So God is giving you an opportunity tonight, if you fit this category, to get right today. I mean, tonight. Amen. I read to you Romans 10, verses 9, 10, 11. So if this is your moment tonight, then you don't let this moment pass you by. Amen. Now, listen. In the midst of this corruption and violent generation, Noah found favor with the Lord. Let me read verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So God remembered his grace and saved Noah. See, there's always a remnant. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Amen. My question to you tonight, question, are you part of God's remnant? Amen. Or are you trying to flow with the supposed majority? Because really, they're not the majority, because nothing trumps God. Come on, amen. God's one in that 1,000. God's one is mightier than that 1,000. So can you hear me tonight, amen? So I want you to know tonight that Noah found favor with the Lord, amen. In other words, he was exceptional because he walked with God. So my question to you tonight, are you exceptional like Noah? Are you walking with God? Amen. And in the same way that Noah was, amen, we should be exceptional in the midst of our own sinful generation. Amen. In the midst of all the sin around us, the Bible said be in the world but not of the world. Amen. So I want to get somebody in charge tonight. If you're in the world, don't be of the world.
Wow.
The word has come. The word has came. Amen. And God is saying to you, and he's saying to me tonight, be of the godly stream. In other words, be of the godly line. Amen. The godly walk with God. Amen. So God has charged me to tell you tonight, walk with him. Amen.
Yes.
I'm saying again, believers. Believers are those who follow God. Amen. So God is saying, follow me. Amen. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. So this is a short word. I don't need to preach no more. I've preached enough already because I know you got the memo. Amen. But just know, just know, just know, just know that we're talking about a real God and an evil world. Amen.
Yes,
God's a real God. Yes, he gets blamed for a whole lot of stuff. Amen. But the devil is a liar. Amen. The devil is a liar. And God needs us to step up. He needs us to warm it up and to man up and do that which we're called to do. You know, the Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. Amen.
That's
and a lot of people get that scripture wrong. Amen. But God is saying, I need you to be committed. I need you to be devoted. Amen. In other words, I've called you to a holy calling. Yes, I've called you to a holy calling. Amen. Romans 11:29 says that the gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable, meaning that God don't change his mind. Amen. With that being said, God bless you. And remember Romans 10:9, 10:11 is for you tonight. Amen. That number 10, nice, if you shall confess your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I turn back over to you, Brother James.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Thank God for that word on tonight. Like the days of Noah. Like, see, God found favor in Noah, and he's trying to find favor in people in the earth today. Those that say they believe in Jesus Christ and they're followers of Jesus Christ, those are the people that God is looking for, those that are being faithful doers of his word, even though, like he said in his word, we're in the world, but we're not of this world. So I thank God for Pastor Norman King for this word on tonight. And just like you said, Pastor King, and it's true, God's word don't always have to be a long message. Sometimes God speaks quickly, swiftly, but are we paying attention? Are we receiving what God has given to his people to deliver to his people? So have you received this word on tonight? This word was for you. It was for me. It was for all of us. Nobody is exempt. So check yourself. Search yourself. Make sure that your life is lining up with the will and the purpose of God, that God is being glorified through your life. So that you can be counted like the day, like Noah, in the days of Noah, you can be counted faithful. That's what God is looking for, faithful saints, not those that are chasing money, material things, and fame and fortune of the world. That's what the enemy. That's what the enemy does. So we are children of God, and we say that we are, but if we truly are, and that's what I love about God, he's searching your heart, he's searching my heart. He knows who's for real and who's not. His word said there's a lot of people in the body of Christ that have a form of godliness, but their hearts are far from it. So we just thank God that he is who he is. He sits on the throne. He sits high. And his mother used to say, he sits high and he looks low. And you might get by for a while, but you're not going to get away. So right now, Pastor Norman King, once again, thank you for that word on tonight. It was a blessed word for tonight. It was a much-needed word for such a time as this that we're living in on today. I am opening up the phone lines right now for those that have dialed in. We do have a lot of people that do dial in, and some of them do not respond or say anything, but we still thank God for you as well for taking the time out to dial in to receive a blessing from the Lord's word. So right now the phone lines are open. I know Sister Gwen Walker from Historic St. James, they had a homegoing service at her church as well today. I know she was probably singing in the choir and working in the kitchen as well, like I was today. Me and some of the other saints at Peace and Goodwill that are on the line tonight. And so we're not as young as we used to be, so we just thank God we was able to fulfill our duty and be a blessing to the families on today. So right now the phone lines are open. Anyone have a question for Pastor Norman King, or if you was blessed by this word, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, the phone lines are open now. Anyone? Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise
that
the Lord.
Was an awesome message. That was an awesome message tonight, brother.
Amen.
It was much needed.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. I checked in agreement with you on that, Sister Miriam King. And I just want you to know that we have an Essie Tutt, who's also listening in. Esther Tripp, know that we are still praying for you. We have not forgotten about you. And guess what? Most importantly, God has not forgotten about you. So no matter what it looks like, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because
Amen.
He still has work for you to do. He's still not through with you yet. He's still got some more work for you to do.
Yeah.
That's going to give him more glory out of your life here on earth. So if you continue to be faithful, the faithful woman of God that you are and have been called to be in these last enabled days. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. Anyone else?
Praise God. I thank God for the word that went forth, even though my voice is not where it should be. But I thank God that I can open it and speak a word. I want to encourage the man of God on tonight. Let me tell you, when you speak, it reminds me of rivers of water that flows. You are a willing vessel. You are a willing vessel to open your mouth and to speak God's word. 2023 is the year for you. While you're encouraging other people, your cup needs to be filled. So God wants you to fill your cup back up. You haven't seen anything yet. Before this year is out, it's going to be mind-blowing. And I speak blessings on top of blessings, on top of blessings, on top of blessings. Watch how he's going to prepare the table before you in the presence of your enemy. And that goes for you as well, Brother Brown. I thank you all.
Thank you. Amen. Thank God for you.
Appreciate it.
That was Sister Tara Dawson from the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. That's a young lady that we know she has, I think, two or three different throat surgeries on her throat, and the enemy is still trying to attack her with her voice because you know that she's been anointed to sing for the Lord, and he's trying to attack her, trying to get her to throw up and then throw in the towel and walk away from God. But she was able to sing in the choir today. She had not been able to sing in the choir for a while now, and it's her heart's desire is to sing praises to the Lord. So he allowed her to be able to sing at the homegoing sort of the Mother Hewley, the 90-hour eldest member of the church today with us in the choir. And then she was also one of those that helped serve at the repads. So we thank God for you, Sister Cheryl Doss. And I want to say to her right now, she's in the process of finishing up her first book that God has blessed her to write. And I told her that he has more books for her to write, but he's not going to bless her to write those other books until she gets the first one done. And then, because some people start a lot of different projects, but they never finish them. So God ain't getting the glory out of something that you start but you don't finish. So she's going to finish this first book, and I'm looking forward to having her on this mobile ministry platform, sharing her book with the world and those that are connected to this worldwide ministry platform, that God is going to get the glory through her and through the book that he has blessed her to write, that's been birthed through her, and that only she can fulfill that purpose that God has ordained for her to do through her book. That's going to be a blessing to the world. So you too, Sister Tara, you stay encouraged in the Lord, and don't turn back. You come too far. Don't throw in the towel now. God ain't through with you yet either. So that being said, again, Pastor Norman King, I do thank you so much for coming forth and sharing with us another word from the Lord, another powerful word on tonight. It's something for us all to consider and search our own lives. Don't try to judge this message by your mother's life, your pastor's life. This is a personal thing between you and God. That goes for me as well, and I'm not exactly either. That goes for all of us on the line that's listening in. Even those of you that are behind prison bars, that are hearing this message, you may be incarcerated behind prison bars, but God knows who you are. He knows where you are. So you just continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because he can still use you, even though you may be incarcerated behind prison bars. He can use you. Paul and Silas are a good example of how he can still use prisoners that are behind prison bars. So that's all I'm going to say on that one. I am getting ready to close out for tonight. We're closing out a little early. So we're going to continue to lift up, again, Brother Robert Mitchell III. We want to keep his son, Robert, in prayer. They had to do emergency dialysis on him. He was having kidney problems, and they did an MRI on him late last night, and they apparently made a mistake and used the wrong type of dye. So they had to turn around and do, like, emergency dialysis on him today. And we want to continue to lift him up in prayer. Continue to lift up his father, Robert Mitchell III. We want to continue to lift up Deacon Marvin Cox and his wife, Betty Cox. Pastor Ron Todd, Sr. of the Historic St. James Baptist Church. Deacon Alfred of the Sonora Missionary Baptist Church. And also Pastor Lionel Jackson, the pastor of the Sonora Baptist Church. We want to continue to lift them all up in prayer because we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers. And also we want to continue to lift up my niece, Latrice Curtis, who had serious surgery about 2 weeks ago, but thank God she's healing and coming along great. Then also we want to continue to lift up my younger sister, Danetta Bernie, who is always suffering with serious sinus problems. And we know that that's nothing but the enemy. So the enemy knows that God has favor on her life, and he knows she's doing a great work for the Lord as well. So he's trying to do anything to stop anyone that's trying to be doers of God's word. He will try any tactic that he can because he knows where all of our weaknesses are. And so he tried to use those things to make us give up on God and throw in the towel. So that's why we know that we have the victory. We already have the victory, just like Jesus rose from the dead. He said, just like he had the victory, we have the victory. Just like he rose, guess what? We're going to rise too because he's a promise keeper. He don't go back on his word. But I just thank God for him being a promise keeper and that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never, ever lose its power. So as I get ready to close out tonight, as I often say, please encourage one another in God's word. Not with your feelings, not with your opinions, but with God's word. And when you do it that way, you know you can't go wrong. I want to give a quick shout-out real fast to Pastor Mark C. Holloway, our pastor and shepherd of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, and also our Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church family. Also, we want to keep Betty Goins from the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church in prayer. She went to the doctor the other day, and they found out she had blood clots on her lungs. She went for one thing, and they found blood clots on her lungs. So they gave up blood clot medicine. So she's coming along great. So we want to definitely keep her in prayer as well. So if you know someone that we haven't called by name, just lift them up in prayer because we know that God knows who they are and he knows where they are. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Remember, I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.